This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
And it all starts with, it starts with this. My dad met my mum many years ago. And
could skip along a little? Just a little bit. Okay. Just forward a little.
Okay, so it was 1980.
Yeah.
And I was born.
A bit more?
And
I remember, just a bit more?
School?
Further?
My working life. I got married.
Yeah, yeah. That's great.
Children. Starting here.
That, cool as well. Even further.
I'll go back a year.
Okay.
So a year ago,
yep.
I had a bit of a holiday with my family. It was lovely. We went to Norfolk Island.
Is there a point to this?
Yeah, there's a point.
Okay,
Hear the story. Yeah. It's a beautiful story. Okay. Yep. We went to Norfolk Island, and whilst we're on Norfolk Island, we visited a little church there. There's only about 12 people in the church, and we rocked up, and they kind of asked me what I did, and I talked about hope and talked about being a youth pastor back at home, because I was back then. And they asked me to kind of get involved in the church, and I did, and it was really nice. And then a lot of people on the island started saying, oh, you know what? It would be cool. The island needs someone like you. Would you consider coming over here and you know, pastoring the church? And I was like, yeah, you know, it's a lovely place. It's a lovely church, but probably not. I kind of like where I'm at the moment. So we came home, and we were still asked to come over and pastor the church over there. And we're like, no, I don't think we will. I think we'll stay here. And my wife and I prayed over particular verses, like Joshua 1 verse 9 says, have I not commanded you be strong and courageous? And some random things happened, like the night we were praying on that verse, particularly the next morning at church, the message was on that verse, lots of other little quirky things. So we thought, my wife and I, maybe God's giving us a choice to stay here and do what we do or to move to Norfolk Island. And we thought, well, if we have a choice, we will choose to stay here and do what we do. But after we made that decision, all these other events occurred, and about 2 months ago, we sat down with a couple who pastored a church here on the coast, which is like the mother church or sister church of the one on Norfolk Island, and we decided 2 months ago that we would take up the challenge and the honour of pastoring a church on Norfolk Island, and that role will start as of January next year. So that's the big news.
So what does that mean, Daniel?
Well, that would mean that after our 15 days of Christmas,
yes,
when it comes on Friday, Christmas Eve, will definitely be my last day working with Aaron.
Oh.
Here at Hope. And that is a little bit sad.
It is a bit sad.
But we can't get too emotional about it now because we still have a whole week together.
That's
and if we say nice things about working with each other, then the next 5 days will be really awkward.
So your last day at Hope will be Friday the 24th?
My last day at Hope will be Friday the 24th. It was a really, really hard decision to make because I have loved being here. I love the family environment. I love that everyone who listens is really like a family, the way we kind of relate over the phone and at appeal time and all that kind of stuff. So it's a very hard decision to make. It's not one that I made lightly. We put a lot of thought into it, a lot of prayer into it. And like I said, it took almost a whole year to make that decision. So I'm going to enjoy the last 5 days. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're still going to do lots of cool things. And we'll get more official, I suppose, as the week ends. But because of this momentous occasion, I thought it would be appropriate to play a song. And I have selected something which I think it sums up exactly how I feel. Enjoy.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.